Consumer advocate Ralph Nader joins us on America's Radio News here to talk a little bit about the Postal Service and what may happen in the future and what might they do to make things work a little better. Mr. Nader, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, let's start with the post office and take a look at what they're having to do right now and what they can maybe do in the future. What do you think?
This is a manufactured crisis by people in Congress in 2006 who required the Postal Service to prepay for 75 years health insurance and to prepay for their retirees. And their billions in dollars they've put into the federal government. And so the federal government owes the Postal Service over $60 billion. And there's no major corporation in America that is a creditor of the U.S. government, except the Postal Service. There are forces that want to destroy or severely curtail the Postal Service. They come from United Parcel. They come from FedEx. They come from Pitney Bowes. They've been hacking away at it for years, and they can't stand the universal rule that, you know, you can send letter from Nome, Alaska to Jacksonville, Florida for the same price. You can send a letter from Pittsburgh to Cleveland. You know, they like to stratify the prices and charge people more. So it's got to be very clear here. There are declines in first-class mail, that, to be sure. On the other hand, there are increases in package mail. On the other hand, there have been reductions, enormous reductions in postal employees. So they've cut a lot out already, but there's no reason why Congress cannot pass these bills, including Senator Franken's bill, that will A, relieve the post office of having to do what no other corporation in America does. They're paying the health insurance for people who aren't even born yet to grow up and work for the Postal Service. Okay, so this prepay is over 80% of the postal deficit. And number two, they are prohibited from increasing their revenues in so many ways. And you just reported how they've been prohibited from shipping beer and wine, from notary, from all kinds of electronic communications, because the corporations have got their hooks into key members of Congress who are ideologically determined to privatize and diminish the Postal Service.
Well, I had seen a report that said that the money they were paying to these funds, these retiree health funds, is what made the difference between profitability and non-profitability, that actually there is a small, and it is small, profit, but they can still make money.
Yeah, you're right. And not only that, but there are all kinds of ways, if they had a marketing sense. Ruth Galway, who is the chair of the Postal Regulatory Commission, testified about 2 years ago, like 21 ways the Postal Service can increase revenues. And no one can tell you better than that than the postman or postwoman themselves and the people who work in the post office. They keep telling us, and we've written books on the post office, they keep telling us around the country, well, why are our hands tied that we can't expand our services to small business, expand our services that other corporations are allowed to expand, but not the post office itself. I mean, you look in the bays of the U.S. Congress, and you see overwhelmingly UPS trucks and FedEx trucks, not the Postal Service trucks. What's going on there? So the Postal Service does not have a strong lobby on Congress. The unions have some influence, but they're shrinking. And get this. The Postal Service is prohibited from making political contributions to senators and representatives, but not FedEx, not UPS. You see what I mean?
I do. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader with us on America's Radio News. Mr. Nader, I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for coming on.
And thank both of you for telling people what they have a right to know.
I appreciate you coming on.